volume 4, the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, and this is letter number 1089, and the Rebbe is sending this to a, with a lot of title, one who's active in the community affairs. It's dated on the 6th day of Tammuz, Tov Shindal, Baruch Hashem, and Shalom Ubrocha. The Rebbe is saying, I thank you. Marie is his name. In the bottom they say it's Marie Flyer. That's his last name. Whatever his name. I'm not sure. Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, whatever his Yud stands for. But it stands for something over with a Yud. Okay, so it says Shalom Ubrocha. That's the thing. When you have abbreviation, you never know exactly what it says. But the Rebbe says, the person who got the letter knew what it stands for. I mean, but at that time, I mean, we're just reading somebody a letter that was given over later on. The Rebbe says, I appreciate, with great appreciation, I received your letter from the first day of Tammuz, together with also the donations. And the Rebbe says that even though the wine belongs to the owner, but the thank you goes to the butler. I guess it wasn't his money, but he passed it along. It's somebody else's money that he gave to the Rebbe that he spent on. But you still get the thank you because the butler is the one that gets the thank you, even though he doesn't own the wine. It's the owner's wine. And the Rebbe says, I thank you much for your efforts for the Kollel in Eretz HaKodesh, Tibbon of Zekoinim. Also, in the future, you certainly strengthen and add as the necessities of the time, especially as you write in your letter that less than half has been collected this time, so you can justly demand from all those that last year who gave less or didn't give at all. The contrary, in a living thing, it needs to always be going and growing more and more, and not, God forbid, going less, because when you add and you grow, that's a sign of life. As when you have a squeezed and the contraction, that's the opposite. When the, you know, living thing grows, the other thing is, you know, is decomposes basically. Anybody who adds, and when talk about tzedakah, our sages tell us it's greater the one who gets other people to give tzedakah even more than the one who gives themselves, helping to give the people tzedakah. And this is even more than we say that the wine is the owner's and the butler gets the thank you, because in this case, you're actually helping do it.
Now, you mentioned squeeze and contraction, and I thought of giving birth. That's giving birth.
Yeah. By the way, the Rebbe says, there's a question that people ask, that since we say that the thank you is to the master, but the butler owns the thank you, the butler gets, but the wine belongs to the master. So why is worshiping idols and the constellations also? They are the flow that comes down the matters below, as the verse says, "Megitu Hashem, Megitu Rochim." So they also. So what's wrong with giving, worshiping them, and giving them a thank you if they're the ones that bring down the bottom, the comes out to the world? It's very simple, the Rebbe says. Because the sun, the moon, and all the armies of the heaven, the stars, are not choices. They don't have choices. They are just like an axe in the hand of the one who carves with it. So there's no, you don't give thank you to the axe. The axe doesn't do anything. But if the one who, the butler, is somebody who has choices, so then he becomes in his good shape to become a shliach. He becomes the agent to bring that good in actuality. So then you deserve a thank you. So this comes out that since the angels are not freedom of choice, as brought down in Taipei Lamitas in the beginning, and also that also in the world below, the real people that have choice are only Jewish people. So the real thank you for the one, for the butler, is truly only for a Yid, because a Yid has a choice to do right or wrong. So when they choose to do right, they get a thank you. And the true, it's understood that totally freedom of choice is only Hashem, the Creator itself. There's nothing that forces him, and therefore it's a free choice. But all creatures, it's impossible for them to be totally free, because at the end of the day, their nature or their intellect or their desires, their wishes, force them to do a certain way and not the other way. And even though it comes from the inside, but it's still not a free choice. And since there is no free choice, only in the essence of Hashem, who's the total wholesomeness, so also below, there is no place for this. Only by a Yid, who who's made in the image of above, Asher Atim, specifically Yid, is called Adam. The Rebbe writes him on the thank you for the few lines that you write about the fund that is Mekernat Sola to fund the, I guess, to help the people settle, the refugees, whatever. So this year they didn't give nothing for the institution of the Friedrich Rebbe that's in Europe. And that's in the place that in previous years their entire support were for those institutions. And this year they didn't give even one penny, although they did give support to Europe in Romania. And I hope and I'm certain that you will put an effort to fix this crookedness, which is wrong. So there should be no lacking to those institutions. They're institutions of the Friedrich Rebbe, my father-in-law, and certainly he is supervising of it with an open eye even now, and he's interested in their benefit, and he's seeking great mercy from above that all inyanim should be with success. Let it be the will that we should be able to notify one another only good news with blessings.